The Office of Personnel Management has drawn up a plan for how longtime federal workers can ease into retirement. The National Treasury Employees Union likes that general idea of phased retirement, but its leaders think OPM didn't go far enough. They're calling on OPM to revise its draft rule, and joining us with more is the president of the NTEU, Colleen Kelly. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so much we could talk to you about today, but let's start with phased retirement. What does the union think of the proposal in general?
Oh, in general, we think it's a great idea, Tom. NTU worked very hard to secure this legislation and to have it enacted back in 2012. So now we've been waiting for OPM to issue the regulations so that employees and agencies can begin to benefit from this legislation.
All right, but you're not really thrilled with the proposed rules, so how would you modify them?
Well, in general, we think OPM put a lot of good rules in place that will allow for implementation. But we think that the program is going to be very popular, and we want OPM to move ahead quickly, but we would like them to change a few things. For example, the current draft rules would limit eligibility only to employees who have 20 years or more of service. And while at first blush that sounds like it might make sense, there are a lot of federal employees who began their federal career mid-career. They did not come in right out of college, and so maybe they only have 15 years, and they're eligible for retirement, but don't really want to go into full retirement. So we'd like to see that expanded. The rules do provide that you have to already be eligible for regular retirement in your retirement system to participate in this program. So we don't think there's a need for that 20-year limitation.
So in other words, if someone came to the government when they were 45 and then they worked 15 years and that would take them to 60 and they were eligible for some level, then you would say 15 years is okay.
Yes, exactly. We also think that there needs to be a system that employees can appeal an adverse decision if they are denied, if it's determined they're not eligible to participate for some reason, depending on all the rules. There should be some way for employees to appeal that, and right now there does not appear to be any. So, of course, we want, you know, something in there to make sure that it's transparent and a level playing field for everyone who's interested. And one of the big issues, though, for us also is that one of the requirements is that to do this, you have to spend 20% of your time when you're working. This program would allow you to work half-time, 20 hours a week, and to collect half of your retirement pension while you're still working half-time. But in those 20 hours you're working, the regulations would require that you spend 20% of your time mentoring someone, another employee, to do your job or to replace you. And while that sounds really practical and understandable on its face, when you consider agency budgets these days and the downsizing that's going on because of budgets and sequestration, it's very possible there will not be employees hired that you have the ability to mentor. So we think there should be some exception in there for agencies if there are budgetary restrictions that don't allow for the hiring of new employees to mentor. You know, that should not prohibit employees in that agency from being allowed to use the phased retirement.
So with this then, and with your criticism of some of the provisions, it seems like what the government is trying to do is to roll it out perhaps with a more finite set of people, get it to be a good working level, and then expand it to others. But are you saying that the demand is there, that people, if they don't have this opportunity, they might just get up and retire full stop?
Well, I think some might do that. I just think this was, we worked on this for a really long time with Congress to pass the legislation, because I think it is a win-win for the agencies as well as for the employees. And so now, of course, like anything, you know, that's good, you have to work out the details to make sure that it's implemented as intended. Like I said, overall, we believe in this program, and we think it will be popular, and we do want OPM to move ahead quickly. So we appreciate, as always, the comment period, because then we can highlight other things, bring some things to their attention with some facts attached to it that hopefully they will reconsider before they finalize those regs.
We're speaking with Colleen Kelly, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union. And I wanted to switch gears here a little bit and ask you about, it's safe to say it's been a fairly crabby period in the federal government these past 18 months or so, but things are a little tougher for IRS because of the incidents and the allegations of favoritism and so forth. And what was going on in the tax-exempt organization. From your perspective, how are things inside? How are people faring inside, the average rank-and-file member?
I think these are the most challenging times that most federal employees have faced in their career. And surely in an agency like the IRS that has had a number of allegations, as you say, made against them, which are proving to be untrue, of course. You know, all of the hearings and everything have shown that there was no political targeting and that there was no intentional wrongdoing. But nevertheless, it puts the agency in the spotlight and also raises serious questions about how the agency will be funded in the upcoming year. The IRS today collects 93% of the revenue that funds the entire federal government. So whether someone does not like the IRS or not, that is really not our interest in trying to make them a popular agency. What we want the public to understand is that they collect 93% of the revenue that funds every other program that they depend on, whether it's roads or defense or Social Security or school lunches for children, whatever it is, Homeland Security. So having the IRS funded to be able to do that for the country is really important. And they have almost 10,000 fewer employees today than they had just 3 years ago. So that workforce needs to be rebuilt or the agency cannot do what it's trying to do for the country. So these are very, very challenging times. And we are, of course, doing everything to work with the employees and to support them and to get the funding from Congress so that the agency can deliver on its mission.
And can you comment on the bills that the House is considering this week? Because several specifically target the IRS in one way or another, but others are about federal employees' awards and opportunities for bonuses or unpaid leave if federal employees are under investigation rather than paid leave. Are you spending a lot of time talking to lawmakers? And what's your sense about which of the ones yet to be passed will actually pass the House?
We are spending a lot of time, Emily, talking to members of Congress about these proposed pieces of legislation. As you would imagine, NTU opposes them. We think they are not only unnecessary but inappropriate. They would do nothing but harm federal employees and federal agencies. It would harm, I think, the federal government's ability to not only maintain the current workforce that they need, but also to recruit in the future. I mean, you know, with any legislation, we will, of course, you know, work it through the process and hope that while it will get votes for sure, hopefully that it won't be implemented because, I mean, when you look at things like limiting awards for, in our situation, for frontline employees, these are awards that average, you know, anywhere between $500 and maybe $3,000 a year to the top performers in agencies. Why would you want to put limits on an agency and tell them they cannot reward the top performers in any situation, whether it's in a tough budget year or a not-so-tough budget year, which we haven't really seen for a while? You know, and the idea of unpaid leave when you're accused of something, well, NTU strongly believes in due process for everyone. And we want to make sure that that concept is never lost, you know, in our country and surely not for federal employees. So, you know, the legislation, of course, like I said, it gets its day and gets its hearing and its votes, but NTU will continue to work with lawmakers to highlight for them why these are not good pieces of legislation for the country or for agencies, much less for frontline employees.
Colleen Kelly is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.